This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Rachel Martin. The countdown continues. In 22 days, the clock runs out for Congress to spare the nation from a set of higher taxes and deep automatic spending cuts. This end-of-the-year deadline has become widely known as the fiscal cliff. But the most powerful Republican on Capitol Hill has another name for it. NPR's David Wilna has more.
Debt crisis is a term normally used when a country lacks the means to repay what it's borrowed. Think threadbare Greece over the past year, or Argentina defaulting on its debt a decade ago. But for more than a year now, House Speaker John Boehner has been calling the mess Congress is scrambling to sort out now a debt crisis. Here's Boehner after a recent meeting with Treasury Secretary Tim Geithner.
Without spending cuts and entitlement reforms, it's going to be impossible to address our country's debt crisis.
Idaho House Republican Raul Labrador says Boehner's hit the nail on the head.
I think we have a debt crisis, absolutely. Spending, you know, having a $16 trillion debt and it just keeps climbing over the next 10 years, we're going to have at least $10 trillion additional debt.
Still, that $16 trillion debt has not triggered the high interest rates and inflation that typically occur when a country borrows too much. Alan Auerbach is an economist at the University of California, Berkeley. He says a nation's debt can easily become a serious economic problem, but
the current size of the debt is not. It's where the debt is heading in the next few years and especially after that. And so it's something that we need to attend to, but what we need to attend to is the trajectory we're on, not so much the current level of debt.
And it's that prospect of the debt getting ever bigger and interest rates rising that worries some politicians and economists. Kevin Hassett is an economist with the American Enterprise Institute. He told Congress's Joint Economic Committee this past week that in many ways, the sickest European nations are actually in better shape than the U.S.
While the U.S. debt may seem manageable to many who look at struggles in other countries and take consolation in our relative stability, the situation of the U.S. today, when taking in the long run, is actually farther from debt stability than many other developed countries.
But it's clear that the long run is not what Congress normally sets its sights on. James Lankford is a freshman House Republican from Oklahoma. For him, lawmakers need a short-term crisis to focus on the long term.
Well, we've got to have real adult conversations about how do we get the deficit and the debt under control. And if the only way to do it is this, and if Congress will only act when they have to, then we have to set deadlines and say you have to act by this point.
And what Congress now faces is what Maryland House Democrat Chris Van Hollen calls a manufactured crisis.
This mechanism that was set up is the result of the Republicans holding the entire economy hostage over the debt ceiling more than 14 months ago.
If there is a crisis, it may be the uncertainty over whether Republicans will once again balk at raising the debt ceiling in the coming weeks. Moody's Analytics chief economist Mark Zandi warned the Joint Economic Committee last week about the ongoing peril of the debt ceiling.
It would be nice to extend it past the next presidential election. It'd be even nicer than that to get rid of it altogether. I think this is an anachronistic law that is a problem, creates a great deal of uncertainty and angst. As we can see, it can do a lot of damage to the economy.
Many economists see the nation's rising debt as the consequence of a political standoff over how to pay for the federal government's ever greater obligations. Williams College economist Bill Gentry says the real crisis may be one of demographics.
There's the kind of running joke of, well, what the U.S. federal government is a large insurance company with a military attached. And in other words, we run programs like Social Security and Medicare, and these programs are going to get more and more important as the demography changes and the U.S. gets older.
And heads towards what someday may be a real debt crisis. David Wilna, NPR News, The Capitol.